What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We continue to work. I mean, we're hitting 220 something as a club, so that's going to be a tough recipe with giving up over five runs a game. So we got to get gotta continue to put the effort in. I thought we swung the bat better in Anaheim, okay at times yesterday, and then today we had a tough day.
I mean, I think it's human nature, but you know, this is frustrating. Losing sucks. It's not fun. Nobody in here is having a good time, and I promise you, nobody cares more than the guys in this clubhouse. But that being said, like, we have to keep fighting. There is no other option. You have to keep fighting. Can't give up. Can't give in. You know, I believe in the guys in this clubhouse. We have talented players. We just have to keep fighting.
That was a frustrated Brandon Hyde and Ryan O'Hearn following the Orioles' 27th loss of the season yesterday. They got swept by the Twins. Second time they've been swept by the Twins in back-to-back weeks. 4-0 losers at Camden Yards. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Just Jason and I. Ken will be back with us on Monday. But their homestand continues today, Jason, against the Nats, a team that they lost a series to in D.C. a couple of weeks back. And this is beyond taking on water at this point. The Orioles have the second worst record in the American League. They have the worst run differential in the American League. In the month of May, which heading into it, easiest schedule in baseball, they're 3-9. They have a 188 batting average with runners in scoring position. The next closest team, the Reds, with a 203 batting average. And we always go back to June 21st of last year because that's when things really fell apart. Orioles are now 57 and 73 since June 21st. That is the sixth worst record in baseball, Jason. So,
or the 23rd best, Bone, depending on how you want to look at it.
However you want to look at it.
I mean, I'm sure the warehouse, they're probably saying it's the 23rd best.
But if this team were to get swept this weekend, they're in the midst of a long stretch without an off day, but they hit the road and begin a road trip on Monday. If they get swept this weekend against a struggling Nats team, is that when we could finally see a move?
Well, look, the most pressing question with this franchise is, does what's the owner thinking? You know, does he care? How much does he care? What's it going to take for Uncle Ruby to take some action as the owner of this club outside of spraying people with water guns and throwing hats at him? Because in terms of actions, not words, not silly words that were said in Davos, Switzerland, or similarly silly words that were said in Sarasota, Florida, or some really silly words that were said after an opening day victory, but actions in response to a team that's been in steady and steep eroding decline since almost a calendar year ago. What's it going to take for somebody to do something with a decision maker in the warehouse? So personally, do I know what that threshold is? I don't, Bone. I would have seriously thought about firing this manager after he butchered the series with the Rangers, and I would have seriously thought about firing this general manager after he butchered the 2023 deadline, let alone 2024, let alone all the madness since then. I would have to think, Bone, that six losses out of six games at home against two teams that people thought were going nowhere before the season started, facing in that span a total of one elite caliber starter, that would be tonight, Mackenzie Gore, coming on the heels of an absolutely insipid road trip in which they barely eked something out against the Angels after getting whacked by the Twins, and sitting with, to your point, the sixth worst record in baseball since June 20th of last year, and Bone, the fourth worst home record in baseball, 27-35, not even including the playoffs, since the start of last year. Wouldn't you think that would have to, like, no one really knows, and there is no track record, and there is no history, and there is no profile with this ownership group, but there was nobody watching the 27 innings of baseball against the Twins. Now, you could tell me it's the middle of the week and it's noon and all that.
It changed the start time, but yes.
But, Bone, yeah, they played 27 innings in 27 hours, and they scored in two of those innings. This isn't about wounded pitchers. This isn't about the mythology of what Grayson Rodriguez is or could be. This isn't about, woe is us, we gave up five home runs in the first inning from a guy who didn't belong here. No, it's none of that. You can't hit the baseball when it matters, and you haven't been able to do it for a year.
We've been having this conversation of when they could make a move, whether it's the manager, whether it's hitting coach, whatever. A big move going back to that Yankee series at the end of April, and that was when we had Tony Gwynn Jr. on, and you asked him that question, if that Yankee series
that off day.
And Tony even agreed maybe a move could be made. I've always been saying Memorial Day, June 1st, in large part because if you couldn't gain ground in this month, you need to face reality. And if the Orioles were to get swept, their 3-9 record in May would go to 3-12. That is an abject failure where something would have to be done.
You would have
done
twice as many losses as wins. Well, I mean, that's the road they're on. Twice as many losses as wins.
Whether it's DFAing someone, sending a player down, firing a coach, something would need to happen when they would hit the road. And a lot with sports is expectation. And the Orioles entered this season with a lot of expectation. And I know you were tempered, Jason, but their over-under preseason win-loss total was 87.5 wins.
Yep.
In order for the Orioles to win 88 games, they would have to go 73-49 the rest of the way. That's
on.
Not going to happen.
No.
And it's not even going to be close. So because of this severe underachievement, combined with the second half of last year, and heck, even going back to the trade deadlines and all of that, it's no longer, and hasn't been for a while, it's no longer acceptable, and this fan base deserves better.
They absolutely do. And to your point about like DFAing or whatever, short of sending Adley Rutschman down, there is no transaction they could make that I believe could rise to the level of what's warranted for how pathetically they play baseball every night. You know what I mean? Like if they decided now to DFA Charlie Morton or Kyle Gibson, what would that do? You know what I mean? Like or what, Cino Perez or whomever, they're not cutting Tyler O'Neill. I'd love to see it. They're not cutting him with $17 million, dude. They keep running him out in right field every night. Like, what could they do transactionally? Again, Sending Adley Rutschman to Norfolk would be, all right, that would show me that they at least realize that this thing is horribly broken, and it's not just production, it's culture, it's toxicity, it's lack of leadership, it's sophomoric, it's naive, it's pathetic. And so that would, okay. Now, is he the only thing wrong with this team? Would that fix it?
No.
But that would at least would get people's attention.
It would send a message.
It would put the GM on notice. Everybody would be on notice that we're acknowledging the degree of failure that we're sending out there for 9 innings most nights. Short of that, though, Bone, I don't see much they could do outside of what's obvious. The hitting coaches should have already been blown out. The skipper should have already been blown out. And if you're going to blow the skipper out now, a week after your GM went on every media vehicle could possibly go on to say how much he believes in the skipper and how joint at the hip they are, then fire him too, please.
We have a jam-packed show full of Orioles and baseball talk, but don't worry, we're going to work in the Ravens as well. We're going to get back into their schedule in the 3 o'clock hour. How many wins are we seeing in this way too early date of May 16th? And also, Derrick Henry, what kind of encore could he have after rushing for over 1,900 yards? But our guests start at 2:30. John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. Ariel Epstein, we will get our best bets with her at 3. And IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin Meyer, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, joins us at 5.
Yeah, obviously a lot to get to here. I feel bad for John Mioli because he's like, he's taking this personally. Like, he feels, I mean, just read his pieces, but he's literally like kind of cutting a vein and letting it bleed out about,
give me a first question,
how much he feels like he may have missed the boat on the Orioles or not seen more of this coming. And is this still a mirage or is this reality? And look, we've been talking to John about this rebuild
years,
for 5 years now, going on 5 years, and taking his temperature regularly on it. Really interested to chat with him. We've got Beltway Ben in the role of Gigi in bounce back fallback. I lost to Gigi controversially on a fake Adley Rutschman RBI that should have been a pop out, but nevertheless, can I start a new win streak at Beltway Ben / Gigi's expense?
Well, and find out if you did start.
Right. Maybe I'm 2 weeks in. That's true. Yeah. That's true. We do have to review. We'll preview the Nat series with our buddy Jacob Calvin Meyer. And yeah, we've got some thoughts on Derrick Henry and the Ravens this season.
Speaking of the Nat series, that's what we're getting into next. Really tough lefty on the mound for the Nationals, Mackenzie Gore, who the O's did face a couple weeks ago. What are our expectations for the offense against Gore? We'll let you know next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I mean, he pitched really well. He gave up 2 solo home runs, really, you know, but he threw the ball really well, really, really well.
That was Nationals manager Davey Martinez talking about Mackenzie Gore in his last start against the Cardinals, in which he went 6 2/3 innings, gave up 4 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, and as Davey Martinez said, gave up 2 homers, but they were both solos. And tonight is, coincidentally enough, a rematch of the April 24th game where Gore pitched opposite Cade Povich, the starting pitching matchup tonight. And Mackenzie Gore, Jason, he has given up the long ball a bit over his last 3 starts, giving up 5 home runs in that span. Orioles only mustered 2 runs. They ended up winning that game, though, 2-1, because Cade Povich, that was his best start of the year, going 6 2/3 strong.
And Bone, that was the players' band that we heard from Beltway Ben coming in. They are fans of the show. Great local ska band.
Shout
and they
out.
Will be at Zen West tonight along with the Toasters.
Love Zen West.
I'll be there. I'll be the guy with the fishbone shirt on. Say hi. Especially if you want Mike Elias fired like me. Yeah, look, I think they're putting Slim Povich in a really untenable situation, similar to the one they put Chase McDermott in, I don't know, 24 hours ago. I don't know why they felt like an extra day on top of an extra day on top of an extra day would work for Slim. I get it. He pitched well against these guys. I don't know if you're trying to jerry-rig him into this series and not the Twin series. I thought he pitched really well against the Twins outside of 1 inning. Like, I don't know.
Jason, it doesn't make
any
sense.
I don't know, Bone.
Because they pushed back Dean a day, which pushed back Cade, and then of course the doubleheader happened with Chase McDermott, and then he didn't even pitch yesterday. So now his last start was in Minnesota May 6th. So you're talking 10 days ago.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting way to go about their business. Look, Mackenzie Gore, we talked about it, is dominant. What arms he throw with, Bone?
He's a lefty with reverse splits, though, Jason. Reverse splits.
Yeah.
766 OPS lefties bad against him compared to 663 right.
O's are 3-9 now against lefties. So
they beat him.
Yeah. We'll see if they can manage to do that again. Look, the Nats are a bad baseball team. They took 2 or 3 from the O's, but their team OPS in the month of May 662, actually worse than the Orioles, is 21st in baseball. They have the second worst bullpen in baseball, Bone. 6.75 ERA, a 1.71 whip. Only the Angels are worse.
And Jason, that's despite pitching 8th fewest relief innings in baseball. So they haven't even been exposed to all of that. They've still stunk.
No, they have not. We saw James Wood absolutely own the Orioles in that previous series. If you pitch to him again, the thing you got to love about the O's is a lot of these lineups they're facing, there's only 1 or 2 guys you have to worry about. And not only do they manage to get killed by those guys at the top of the lineup, they make sure 7, 8, 9 get on in front of them. Like it's really, really exceptionally on brand. Now, he hasn't been batting leadoff as much lately because they got C.J. Abrams back from injury. Remember, Abrams came back right at the end of that series against the O's last time out. Wood had been batting leanoff and clobbering it. C.J. Abrams, who was taken, I think, five picks after Adley Rutschman, much better baseball player than Adley Rutschman. C.J. Abrams has a 380 on base, Bone. That's really good.
That's really good.
And if G.G. were here, what he'd really be excited about is he also is batting 317.
Which James Wood's batting average now, Jason? That's what
it's up to 267.
Okay.
Which again, it's like you know, like it's like 70 points higher than Adley. So
he was, I think, around 220 last time. That's
more
what said
importantly,
he finished that series at 280. Just so.
Yeah, he raised his he raised his in 60 points in 3 days thanks to GG. And more to the point, Wood's getting on base over 35% of the time, and he's slugging over 500. You've got Abrams, you've got Wood. Ahmed Rosario's having a bounce back season for them. Kleibert Ruiz has really cooled off after a hot start. It's a bad lineup. Josh Bell looks like he's done. So again, it's going to be Wood and Abrams at the top of the lineup. If you give them things they can drive, they will drive them. If you pitch around them, you know, I'm not sure who else can beat you in this lineup right now, but didn't they seem to be much more into this whole Masson Cup thing, little sort of regional rivalry than the Orioles at those games in Washington? Like, they seem to be much more amped up and much more. Now, again, I can't recall, you know, if Melanie Newman was taking everybody's temperature on how much chatter was going on the dugout or not. I don't know if that was one of those games. I'll have to go back through my notes. So we might not have all the information we would really warrant and want to be able to absolutely analytically say, but from the TV that I was watching, seemed to be a more lively dugout, seemed to be more intense at bat, seemed to be more stuck in and willing to work counts. And they definitely were more willing to move people over and play small ball and do what they had to do to win.
Well, let's face it, Jason, it's been like that more often than not this year. The one series, at least recently, and it's been a few weeks, where this O's team was really into it was the Yankees series when they were here. And that was after Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn called that players only meeting. But before we step out, forgot to hit this poll in the open, and this Twitter poll, every Twitter poll, is brought to you by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. Another insipid series from the Orioles, scoring three runs or less in 65 of their last 130 games. They are 57-73 in that span. That's the sixth worst record in Major League Baseball. 27-35 at home, third worst. Farm system in steep decline. Young core is failing. Should today be the day Elias and Hyde are fired, Birdland? IA 105.7 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll. And an early runaway, absolutely, 74%, not yet, 16.5%, 9.4%. They are not the problem.
Lunatic fringe.
The
only day better to fire than them today would have been yesterday. That's the only day that would have been better than right now.
Coming up next, John Mioli, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner, 3 or 4 days ago put out a piece saying that the Orioles are driving him crazy because what he has thought is not coming to fruition. We will get John's thoughts on the state of the O's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Fan. Orioles start off their six-game homestand with an 0-3 record. Nats are in town now. 7:05 first pitch, so that means Baltimore baseball tonight. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, live from Pickles Pub at 6. And we're going to take your phone calls after the upcoming break, 410-583-1057, if you want to jump to the front of the line and talk about the state of this Orioles team. Should changes be made? 410-583-1057. But right now, we're bringing on John Mioli, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. And John, 3 days ago, you wrote a piece for the Banner saying that the Orioles are driving you crazy. Because, look, we were all bought in. We were all really excited. The arrow was pointing so far up. And now it's just been crashing and burning since June 21st. Do you think that we all could have been a little wrong about this direction of this team?
Yeah, I mean, I would ask, just out of curiosity, that anyone that had like an Orioles under 70 wins bet slip, email that to me, because I would love to see it. I don't think anybody would have thought it would be this level.
I had under 83.
Yeah, no, that's looking pretty good right now. I wouldn't cash that out just yet. But you know, I think there's so much that has gone not as planned with this team that part of the thing that's been hard to process, hard to get one's arms around, is there are tens, dozens, hundreds, you know, if you want to go to the level, thousands of individual single things that have not gone as you expected. And you can look at them, and as you have a conversation with them, or try to write, like have a conversation about them, or try to write about them, you're like, oh, well, this kind of made sense. This is why this happened and it hasn't worked out. When you combine so many things that haven't gone the way they were supposed to or as expected, whether that's, it was reasonable to think they would go well or not, you end up with an incredibly confusing and frustrating, and when that many things go wrong, and ultimately not very good team.
I mean, could it be ultimately, because it seemed like in your last couple of pieces, like you were wavering with this, could it ultimately be that these were the right guys for the first 3 to 4 years of turning this thing over, but just not the right guys to put it over the top?
It's really challenging, because if we sit back here with hindsight, they very clearly didn't think anything was structurally wrong after last year. They just kind of chalked it up to bad luck and injuries. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting here 6 weeks, a quarter of the way into the season, and you could do the same. if you wanted to. I don't think that tells nearly as a large of a part of the story as it did in 2024. But there's not really an off-ramp when you think as highly of your own players and as highly of your own processes and how you do things as the Orioles do. You don't really want an Oriole or an off-ramp if that's what you think and that's what you believe, because the way to do what you want to do is to be convicted in it. You know, there's no, you don't want fence sitters. Could they have diversified a little more? Yes. Did their belief result in a roster where they couldn't offer the role that like better players would take? Yes. And that's how you end up here. And I can't imagine that anyone sitting around the warehouse being like, you know, let's run this back a third time if this season continues to go south. But there's not a ton of easy levers to pull to fundamentally change things without saying that everything was wrong. And I think that's something that's a very unintended and difficult consequence of how this has gone.
So to take it a step further, Chesapeake, and I know they've had injuries. They got a 662 OPS, Aberdeen 636, Delmarva 636. And some of those teams have kids who were young for that level, but Vance Honeycutt wouldn't apply. And so far, he can't hit right-handed pitching. You know, Dylan Beavers now looks like they want him to steal and get on base, but there's no power there. We know they haven't developed a pitcher yet. All the position flexibility. You play two games here and two games here and two games there. Now they can't field the ball at the major league level. Like, is it possible that this is not a systemic indictment of them?
I think everything is basically on the table at this point. This was meant to be the group that's in the big leagues right now, and I'm sure you could put Cody Mayo in that group, even though he is not currently in the big leagues. Like, this is the group that was supposed to help this team be good for the here and now and for next year and the year after that. And then given the trades they made in the last couple of years, you figure it out with the next groups of draft picks as it comes. I think the pitching side is, you know, and I've been saying this, and, you know, I understand that it's basically probably hollow at this point, but there's going to be pitchers from this, you know, that they've drafted who come up and help this team. It hasn't happened yet, and that's a huge reason why the season has gone the way that it is. You're just talking, what we're talking about now is something that is, you know, a consequence of what's happened at the major league level. And there's a world, you know, I asked somebody yesterday and they laughed in my face, and that was probably an appropriate reaction. I was like, what if this team just, like, they make a couple of tweaks and win the World Series next year? What do you think about that? And, like, they laughed in my face, as they should have. But that's the kind of trajectory that if the season was going okay or well, you would think there's World Series potential. And we're talking about a quarter of the season that has gone terribly and has basically tanked this season. So whatever you want to have happen this year isn't going to happen. And I think it's going to take some soul searching to figure out how much needs to change to get back to where they want to be.
We're speaking to John Mioli, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. It's Inside Access on The Fan. John, the thing that's most troubling to me, and Mike Elias said this a lot during the offseason, that this offense was going to have to slug their way to wins, because we knew going in, even with Grayson healthy and Zach Eflin, that the starting rotation might be a little shaky. Year over year, I can really only look at Jackson Holliday as one of those young guys that has improved since 2024. Just, and I know Adley wears a lot of it, and he was the first pick of this new regime, but the fact that these young guys aren't getting better, what have you thought of that?
Yeah, I mean, I would challenge, you know, I think Gunnar Henderson is probably going to end up being the same player that he was last year. He's just not hitting lefties this year, and that's a pretty tough thing to do given how the Orioles have faced so many lefties and such good lefties this year. There's a lot of case to be made that, like, we can start and end this particular conversation with Adley Rutschman. And that's, you know, he's not necessarily a young player. Mm-hmm. He is somebody who is supposed to be, this is the prime of his career. This is supposed to be where he is, you know, making the most impact, having the most value, being the most and best of whatever he's going to be. And you can track this team's rise and I guess fall now pretty evenly with Adley Rutschman's fortunes. Mm-hmm. And you know, to go a step further, when you look at what he's been doing and how he's been taking his plate appearances, and, you know, other than it's just not working out and, like, maybe the things that are making it seem like it should aren't really valid. It's hard to understand why it's not working out. So I think you can focus, the answer to that question on him and say, this is the crux of what they're trying to do. Is this going to work out? Because it's supposed to work out over the long term, and this has just been a bad however many months, or is this something deeper? And I think the longer it goes on, you go towards answer B, and that's kind of where we're at.
To wrap it up here, John, in terms of the soul searching and the change, what gives me pause is they send Kobe Mayo back down, and he plays third base. Like, that to me tells me these people will never get out of their own way. Like, if that wasn't the natural time after the two errors on routine balls at third to just say, you know what, we can find room for him in Norfolk every day in right field or first base. Like, that blows my mind, coupled with O'Neill butchering balls all over the place, and let's keep running him out in right field instead of Heston Kerstad. Like, if they're truly soul-searching, if they truly realize how bleep they are, how can I see things like that in real time?
Yeah, and that's where I think they have found themselves in a position that I'm not sure they're equipped for, because when you base everything you do off a certain set of beliefs and philosophies and want to be consistent and adherent to that, you end up doing things that don't make sense with what we're watching in the yes. moment sometimes. And I don't think there are the mechanisms. It doesn't seem like it, because we haven't really seen them in a lot of cases. It doesn't seem like there are the mechanisms in place to pivot in those things, why are we, and how do you separate out what is best for, the 2025 Baltimore Orioles, who are falling off a cliff, and Kobe Mayo, who is still a young player who needs to figure out how he's going to consistently play in the big leagues. Like, to make that decision based on only column B is to discount what it seems like column A needs. And that's all well and good when you're winning 100 games. It's not as good when you're not.
He's John Mioli, covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, thank you so much.
Thank you as always,
Appreciate
man.
It. All right, welcome. Talk soon, guys.
You got it. At 3:15, we're going to get into the Ravens. How many wins do we see the Ravens getting in 2025?
More than the O's?
We will tell you. Also, Ariel Epstein, we will get her best bets at the top of the hour. And we'll get Ben Hall's best bets as well. But coming up next, we're going to hear from you. 410-583-1057. Chris, Tom, Mason, I see you guys on hold. If you want to join us to talk about the state of the Orioles, what type of change do you want to see the Orioles make today? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next on The Fan. Orioles, on May 16th, sit with a 15-27 record. They are, and I don't even like looking at standings before Memorial Day, but 9.5 games back, and we're not even at Memorial Day, Jason. What the heck is going on? 410-583-1057. People were really upset when we took calls yesterday at Prince George's Stadium. Thanks to the Chesapeake Bay Sox for having us.
We did not provide a bump to the Bay Sox.
But they're still this weekend.
Yes, they're still this weekend. And Braxton Bragg pitching Sunday as we bring your doggy.
Bark in the park. BaySox.com. 410-583-1057. Mason is in Baltimore. Mason, you're on The Fan.
Good afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're hanging in there, brother. How about you?
Hey, man, same. I watch the games just like y'all. Oh, man, I'm saying it's May 16th, 2025. You go back a year, none of these guys look remotely the same. Brandon Hyde's hair got a little bit whiter. Same thing with Elias. The thing that bugs me the most is that Brandon Hyde is given a platter to serve to these people, right? Yeah, you can change the lineups, do whatever. But if crap is on that platter,
yes, sir.
It does not matter how you form it. It don't matter if it's charcuterie,
yes.
If it's in a wing tray. The thing about this is Hyde is going to take the fall for all of Elias's mistakes. He had multiple opportunities, one to re-sign Santander. Not saying he's doing great right now, but he's
But can I say something about that? He's not doing great. He's in a different country. He's playing outside. He was barely in Cleveland's organization. He was in high A when these guys claimed him. The only organization he's ever really known, the organization that he learned to speak English in, the organization that he became confident in himself as a major leaguer in, an organization that welcomed not just him but his parents into the fold, an organization where he was a bilingual clubhouse leader, and an organization where he just set a record for switch hitting home runs. Like, he would not be struggling like that here. I'm sorry. People who are using that to justify paying O'Neill more money than Santander are selling you a false equivalent.
I'll say this again, though. Look at his season last year and look at his April. His April was really, really rough, and he still put on that season with all those home runs. 410-583-1057. Chris is in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, guys? How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, we're the last team in the AL East. I think the Rockies are just the worst team in baseball,
they
right?
Are, yes. Something like they're going to be the worst team in baseball history. They're going to be worse than last year's White Sox.
That being said, I know if there were 36 losses here in Baltimore, there'd be riots in the streets. So the fact that we have 27 losses and we're already talking about firing people is encouraging. But I will say that, you know, we're 5 wins behind Tampa. We're only one more win, you know, 6 behind Toronto. And, you know, well, one more, 22 at Boston. So all of those teams are below 500. So if we just had a couple more wins, we'd be right in the mix in the AL East, but still below 500. Orioles would still be a losing team.
And Chris, thanks for that's part of the reason where, yeah, this is why you really should have went for it and had the type of offseason. And you said this in real time in 2023, Jason, where I believe it's the first and only time the Yankees and the Red Sox were 4-5 in the AL East standings.
Yes.
That's the year to go for it because they're not always going to be down.
We got
like
Fuji
this.
In the general.
And this division right now, when it's routinely one of, if not the best in all of baseball, that's not going to be the case.
Well, and
this
here's
year.
The other problem. The AL Central is good. I told you guys before the year, the Tigers, markedly better team than the Orioles. Tigers are going to win that division. If Minnesota ever stays healthy, they're going to be okay. And Cleveland's not lost the hitting that they had last year. But Cleveland always finds a way to win 85, 86 games. How have the Orioles looked against the Guardians? Not good. How they looked against the Tigers and the Twins. Completely inept. Those are probably playoff teams.
410-583-1057.
Oh, and the Royals. They've looked inept against the Royals.
Jimmy is in Silver Spring. Jimmy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, man. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're hanging, bro.
Jason, I'm going to give you credit, man. You jumped off the Elias train before everybody else in Baltimore. I'm going to give you credit for that. The guy is good at... I thought he was good at draft talent and development talent, but that's not even good. I'm going to piggyback on what your last caller said. This is not Brandon Hyde's fault.
No.
He's the manager of the year the last 2 years. If they're working on things and he sends you up there and a guy can't, and nobody, like we have first and second, nobody out, and the three guys he sends up there can't hit, that's not Brandon Hart. That's not Brandon Hyde's fault. These guys are not as good as we thought they were.
Correct.
And I'm getting so tired of hearing people talk about Colton Cowser like he'd be the guy that's going to change this thing around.
Please.
You know, I mean, come on. Now the thing about firing Elias, you fire him, Hyde's going to go too.
Yeah.
Yes. That's just the way it works. Elias may stick around another year or two, but I'm telling you, I'm going to switch bases right now. This is a down year for those. Okay. I'm about letting them all come back, maybe get somebody else to do the free agencies and the trades. But if this continues on, I think Brandon Hyde's going to take the fall, and I don't think he should.
No,
he's going to wear it first. Now, does the hitting coach and Elias wear it with him? I don't know, but he's going to wear it.
Larry, Rick, Tom, I see you guys on hold. We're going to continue to take calls at 315, 410-583-1057. If you want to weigh in, state of the Orioles, promise you we'll take more calls at 315. But we have Ariel Epstein joining us next, and we also have Ben Hall giving his best bets on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.